Hello and welcome. This is a Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode presented by Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com. And now, on with the show.
So, welcome to the WonderCon panel for Lost Season 7. So, you know, when I was a kid, growing up in upstate New York, Sundays on ABC started out with the Wonderful World of Disney. Michael Eisner for a while introducing it, and I love that ABC this season decided to kind of bring that tradition back in a way, but with a twist, a devilish, mysterious, losty kind of twist. I have a theory about what's going on in this community. If any of you haven't seen Once Upon a Time, basically, all of our favorite storybook characters, Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella and Pinocchio, they're all trapped in this community called Storybrook, and they can't figure out how to get out of there without dying and mysteriously disappearing. So I sort of have a theory that Storybrook is the latest Dharma Initiative project, and eventually we'll find out that Dr. Edgar Hallowax is Winnie the Pooh. Whether I'm right or wrong about this, it's going to be a fun journey for the next few years, and I am confident that we're going to have several more years of this show. So, Lost left us 2 years ago, and in my opinion, Once Upon a Time is the closest thing we've had to that, to a show where we're trying to decipher clues and figure out what's going on and characters that we grow to love and are worried may be killed off at any moment. And tonight we're going to get a fun one. I saw the episode yesterday. It's called Heart of Darkness. And basically, just to catch you up on what's been happening, Snow White in Fairy Tale World took a potion that made her forget her love, Prince Charming. And in Storybrook, Sheriff Emma Swan has arrested Mary Margaret for the murder of David's ex-fiancée, Catherine, whose heart was discovered in a box. Get ready. We're going to see a side of Snow White we've never seen before. Heart of Darkness, everybody.
Once upon a time, an evil queen banished every storybook character you've never known to our world. Who knows the truth, and who can break the spell?
You don't play with curse.
No place for us together. If I drink that, I'll no longer love him.
You won't even remember him here.
I told him we should be together.
Bring these hands!
It's been 24 hours since Catherine went missing.
There's a human heart inside.
They found fingerprints. They were Mary Margaret's.
Thank you. NBC's Once Upon a Time, Sundays 8, 7 Central.
Isn't that a good one? Didn't you like that? That was great. I just want to briefly say, if you're a fan of the show, and you all are, I assume, check out TV Guide Magazine. We did a cover recently. We just ran a first look photo of Barbara Hershey coming on to the show soon as the Evil Queen's mother. And I just interviewed Robert Carlyle for a piece coming up. So lots of Once Upon a Time in TV Guide. We do not have a lot of time, so let's get them out right now. These gentlemen started out on shows Popular. And what's Popular? Fan of that. Birds of Prey. Probably you guys like that show. Felicity's as well. And for many years, they worked alongside Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof on a little show called Lost. And they're going to hopefully give us a few secrets on the season finale, which starts shooting this week. Let's have a big welcome here for Adam Horowitz. Yeah. And Edward Kitsis. The creators and executive producers of Once Upon a Time. All right. I'm kind of curious, first of all, do you remember where you were, what you were doing when you first hatched this idea for this fairy tale world?
I think we were sitting in your apartment.
Yes, my apartment on Franklin Avenue, and we had just come off Felicity, and we were thinking of a pilot. Our agent said, well, if you were going to write a pilot, what would it be? Why don't you think about it? And Adam and I were saying, somehow we got to the Evil Queen, and wouldn't it be horrible to be her and be trapped in the enchanted forest where everyone has a happy ending and everything you do fails. And you get a working oven inside a gingerbread house and that witch can't, you know, kill the two children. We thought, that would be a show I'd want to watch. Where would she take their entire forest to a place where she can win? That's our world.
The problem we faced was we had no clue how to do this show. I mean, it was incredibly ambitious.
And when you're in Hollywood and you're young writers and you go and you pitch your show and your show has dogs and children and dwarves and fairies and wolves, they say thank you.
The show seems like a perfect fit for ABC Disney. Was it their idea to kind of work with you on something that made use of their characters?
No, after Lost ended, we came to them to talk about what kind of show we would want to do, and this idea had been with us for so many years, and we were so passionate about it that we told them about it, and they were amazing and were supportive right away to let us try to figure out this crazy idea.
You've taken some bold moves with the characters, which makes it interesting and surprising. So far, you've killed off the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
And a dwarf. Not one of the seven, but you killed off Stealthy, I guess it was.
Yeah. The little-known eighth one, yes.
Yeah. Are there concerns in the network? Are they monitoring what you guys do in terms of making sure that you're not going to explode Snow White or...
Yeah, they're pretty supportive. The day that we had an eighth dwarf and we killed it, we killed Stealthy, that we got a call from franchise that day.
Yeah, we did. When that script came out, we had a discussion, but... They were supportive, they've been very supportive of the show from the start, and we wanted to do our own takes on a lot of these characters and kind of take them to different places. And to their credit, they've been amazing in letting us kind of do some nutty stuff.
Anything they said that's off limits?
No.
We've pretty much been able to talk them into everything.
What is on your wish list? I know that you guys said that you were fans of Peter Pan, and that's been a little bit of a trick. Where are we now with trying to get that?
Still trying to get that. Obviously, we would love to be able to do Ariel.
Yeah.
And, there's a season two. We'd love to do Rapunzel.
And Mulan is a favorite.
Yeah, so... I think there's definitely a lot of people we've yet to meet in both fairy tale land or
Storybrooke. Yeah, I mean, Storybrooke we like to think of is a lot bigger than it seems at first, and we're hopeful to have the opportunity to keep exploring it.
Yeah, I made a reference to Edward Hallowax's Winnie the Pooh. Who are some characters that we will never see turn up in Storybrooke? Pluto?
I don't think we want to close off any doors.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Pluto could show up.
If it goes nine seasons, we'll get to everybody eventually. Wanted to ask about Emily DeRavenon and Alan Dale. I thought actually Beauty and the Beast was one of my favorite episodes of the season, so I thought that was who else in the Lost world is on your wish list? Who would you love to see come on? I know all of them, I'm sure, but are there a couple people? Boy, it'd be great to have that person play with us.
Yeah. This morning, we were lucky to run into Jorge.
We love Jorge.
We haven't written for him since, Lost. So, we're fans of everyone in Lost.
I mean, it would be just wonderful to be able to write for them all again, and hopefully we get the opportunity, we'll find the right thing, and the right thing where everybody would want to come back together.
You guys are very clever with planting little Easter eggs in the episodes. Talk first, if you can, about some of the Lost Easter eggs or salutes you've dropped into the episodes.
They started being Easter eggs to, I think, just Shameless. The pilot had the clock at 8:15 and a Geronimo Jackson sticker and 108 for Regina's address, and then we showed McCutcheon's whiskey.
The Apollo Bar.
Mm-hmm. And
it was probably the biggest Apollo Bar that has ever been constructed.
And I would say to, in an upcoming episode, look up in the air.
Well, I want to give you guys a chance to ask some questions before we wrap up. I just want to ask, as I said, these guys are about to take off for Canada right after the panel to go work on the season finale. Can you give us just a couple little teases about what we can expect?
Sure. I mean, I think we can tell you that one character is coming back in the finale.
You know who I'd love to see come back for the finale, Adam?
No, wait.
What's that? What did you say?
Wait. Yes.
The Huntsman will be back. I have to warn all of you, he's grown more handsome.
Wasn't hard to do that. Wasn't hard to kill him off.
No, he gets handsome more every day.
It was extremely painful to kill him off because Jamie is a great actor and a great friend, and we are excited to say the return of the Huntsman is coming to the finale. Also, we'd like to give a quick shout out in the audience to Jane Espenson, who is writers and of last week's Little Red Riding Hood. So I can't see anything in front of me but a gate.
Yeah,
so Jane,
there
you know there's love for you somewhere.
Yo, let's take some questions from you guys.
Wow.
Wait, you asked one today. You're a reporter.
This is a fan one.
Okay, as long as you're doing it as a fan.
So this is actually sort of bugging me since the pilot. Since Henry has this book, and everyone has it.
Regina, listening.
Everyone in the town is cursed with him. Are we ever going to basically find out more about the book itself and where it came from? And does it have anything to do with August? Or can you hint anything at that?
Yes. I mean, we're going to find out more about the book, and we will find out much more about August.
You will know by the end of the season who August is, why he's here, and pretty much everything you ever wanted to know about him, and two things you didn't.
Yeah. What about an August Emma kiss? Is that something that we can look forward to?
Who knows?
Why would we tell you that?
Sometimes
one can dream.
Listen,
Emma seems lonely.
Well, right now, Emma's investigating a heart that was found, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hi. I really love the unique twists that you've done on some classic romantic relationships. And I was wondering if you're planning to do any queer or gender-switched versions of classic fairy tales at any time.
I would say that we would absolutely be open to that, and we haven't...
Look, we are hopeful that we'll get a chance to continue telling stories beyond this season, and...
we can tell stories that reflect everybody.
Yes, which we would love to do.
I'm sure Disney would... Prince on Prince action, they would totally go for that.
Listen, they let us kill a dwarf. I feel like that lets us do anything.
Thank you.
In all fairness, Disney is actually one of the biggest supporters of LGBT issues, so bravo to them for that.
Hi. First of all, I want to say I absolutely love the show. That episode brought me to tears, so you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I have kind of two questions. First one is, are we ever going to figure out who the Doctor is in Fairy Tale Land? And are you going to do comic books or graphic novels to go further into certain characters?
Action figures.
I mean, who the Doctor is, we have a plan. Just please be patient.
It will not be this season, but when we do, it will be a...
We hope so. And as for the other stuff, you know, we've been so focused on trying to launch the show and to get it going that we haven't had a chance to turn our attention to those things, which we would love to do if the time was right, and more importantly, be able to do it and maintain it to the quality that, you know, we try to do for the show. And we've got an amazing staff of writers who...
some of whom write comic books.
Yeah, so we'd love to do that.
Thank you.
Did you like the episode, by the way?
Eddie's a little insecure. I just need validation today.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Neville's awesome. I'm going to do my question. I wanted to know, the people of Storybrooke, now that they are living in the modern day world, do they have false memories of childhoods, or is everything just a blank slate behind their adult lives?
No, they have...
can you repeat the question?
Last sentence.
Do they have childhood memories of
yes,
living
yes.
in Storybrooke?
Like Blade Runner, they have implanted memories so that Mary Margaret has memories all the way through childhood, but a lot of the times they're just a haze. Why haven't you left?
I don't know.
So...
Thank you.
Great
show.
Thank
you.
We have time for one more audience question, but there's one more I want to throw out. You know, you've been talking more and more about it. It seems like love is a way to escape this world. And of course, we remember in Lost season series finale that it was seemed like finding true love was your way to escape and salvation. Is there something there with finding your soulmate, finding who you're meant to be in life that gets you freedom and strength?
I mean, look, you know, true love is one of the themes of the show, and it's something that we really intend to continue to explore what love means and all its different permutations.
I think that all the characters, you know, Rumpelstiltskin, Regina, Mary Margaret, Emma, they're all looking for love in different ways and for different reasons, and, you know, we're, as the season continues, we're going to show you more of them.
Cool. And our last question.
This question regards the origin of dwarves. How you had them born out of eggs, fully grown up, with beards and intelligence and grown up. How did you come up with that concept, and were there any objections from anybody, and how did the conversations go?
You know, I'd say that there were, as with all the things we've been talking about, Disney has been incredibly supportive of allowing us to kind of come up with, you know, with different takes on these things, so... The idea of doing the eggs and all that wasn't something that anyone objected to.
And, you know, we actually, I think we were having lunch with Damon Lindelof, and we were talking, and we were saying that dwarves, how come we've never seen a female one? And that was, we knew we wanted to do a grumpy episode, and I think it was that lunch where we came up with the idea of, well, what if they were just born, you know, it was Leanne Berg in an egg.
And then once that image was in our head, we just couldn't shake it.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to let you go off and kick some Wicked Queen butt up in Vancouver. So,
thank you.
We appreciate the support.
Thank you. Let's stick it. Let's stick it off with humanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one more time for Once Upon a Time.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.